according to Adam Schefter,
yeah,
the New York Jets,
yeah,
have fired Robert Saleh.
That's the news.
Robert Saleh is done.
Who won in our pool? Somebody won in our pool, didn't
they? I had Daboll. I had the right city. I didn't have the right team. But Robert Saleh fired. I'm sure he and Aaron Rodgers had a great relationship. That's what we were told to believe. Those guys were great. But yeah, Robert Saleh, the Jets are a very disappointing 2-3 to start the season. And that's all Schefter had. No, you know, who's stepping up in his place or anything like that. That was just a simple tweet that, according to sources, Robert Saleh has been fired.
Imagine if it's Nathaniel Hackett. He couldn't do it in Denver. And
who is? I mean, it probably will be Hackett.
I mean, it might. I mean, I guess it could be.
I mean,
but this was a team that I thought
the team is Aaron Rodgers. So they like, it probably will be Hackett.
This is so dumb. Now, I don't know if Bill Belichick would have taken the job. I feel like he would have, because I think Bill Belichick wanted to be a head coach at the end of last season. Now, maybe things have changed because he has 10 jobs and, you know, his life has changed and all that. But I thought he wanted to be head coach. This made so much sense. You're getting Aaron Rodgers back. You have a very small window to win. Same kind of window if you brought in Bill Belichick. If you were, if Robert Saleh was on such thin ice that after five games you're going to fire him, how does he start the season? And they're not 0-5. They're not even 1-4. But he has been in New York for 3+ seasons with a record of 20-36. Three straight losing seasons.
Yeah. All right,
and
guys, all gas?
All gas, no breaks. So Robert Saleh, done.
Done. And none of us had it. How did none of us have it? You had Daboll.
Yeah, I felt good about Daboll the
Nick
first couple weeks.
Nick and I both had Dennis Allen.
Yeah, he started hot. Now he's going the other way.
Yeah.
Who did Laney have?
Billy had Antonio Pierce. So none of us get the first head coach fired, correct? Robert Saleh out.
Five games.
What was his record again? 20-36?
20-36 overall. They're 2-3 this season.
And obviously they're trending in the wrong direction. Maybe they were never going in the right direction, but they're a mess. I wouldn't rule out that Hackett gets that job because
they did beat the Patriots by 21 points.
It's true. But I wouldn't rule out that Hackett gets the job because it's all Aaron Rodgers there.
Yeah.
What Aaron wants, Aaron gets. And that's what's going to happen. Even though Rodgers, I think, is a big part of the problem.
Yeah,
he's Patriots
struggled.
Game,
yeah.
He's been bad. Is Bill in the mix there?
Yes.
In season, Bill's in the mix there right
so
now.
It depends if they're willing to shake it up that drastically. Like, I think that's a lot to bring in a guy in season, but I think it's also dumb to start a year with the guy and then fire him 5 weeks in. Like, how is the leash that short for a guy that you're willing to play? So I think to start next season, he absolutely 100% is in the mix, but stranger things have happened. I bet they would at least give him a call. I wonder if Bill thinks it'd be too challenging and doesn't want to have that like on his resume for a year. Like, if he goes in there and struggles, like, I don't think he wants that.
I mean, I just don't think he's gonna have a lot of options. I think if the Jets call and offer him a job, he takes it. I just don't know how many jobs he's gonna
offered. But do you think they just go with whether it's Hackett or somebody else, just an interim for the rest of the
probably.
Year?
Probably.
Yeah, so he could probably just wait till the next year. I don't think they're gonna extend Hackett.
No, I don't think the Jets are going to be lining. I don't think a lot of teams are lining up for Bill. My point is,
no, I agree with that, but I think the Jets were one of them.
Maybe. I don't know that Bill gets that call in the offseason is my point. Never mind right now. But would Bill be smart to take that job? He was last seen last night on the Manning cast. I don't know if you've seen these highlights.
Yeah.
Cracking jokes about a variety of things, including.
I bet they're hilarious.
The Colts pumping in noise at the old RCA Dome.
Play the hits.
Which, it takes a lot of restraint for the Mannings not to fire right back at Bill for all his cheating scandals.
I know, like, seriously, Bill, like, come on. Like,
yeah, wow. Oh, all the noise at the RCA Dome. I feel like you're opening yourself up pretty good there, Bill.
Yeah. At least the cameras were in the right spot and the balls were inflated, but fine. Like, seriously. Bill maybe shouldn't toss stuff out there like that.
Yeah.
But by the way, the Jets are playing Monday Night Football next week against the Bills.
New York J-E-T-E Jets!
So, first game post Robert Saleh will be on Monday Night Football at home.
Can I tell you that is not the news I thought we were getting there? I was really excited.
Okie doked you there.
Really excited.
Yeah.
That I thought we were getting, well, quarterback news either way, I guess. I wasn't really sure what it was going to be. But the news of the day right now, news of the hour, Robert Saleh out in New York. First head coach fired. We already had our first quarterback benched as well. That was Bryce Young. So I don't think any of us got either of those right
in
our preseason predictions.
No, but think about this. Now, I know all these teams are coming out a little bit differently, right? Like, Robert Saleh's been there for a little while. But when you're talking about quarterback changes or another topic that has been brought up, talk about play calling changes, teams they need to react, right? Like, you know, one or two games, all right, that's a little premature. That's a little bit quick. Although Bryce Young got benched after two games. But Robert Saleh, head coach, that's a major decision. After five games, you're like, no, this ain't it. We need to move on.
Well, it's a good point. And I haven't followed all the reporting out of New York, but it's pretty obvious that something's off. Rodgers was shoving Saleh in a win on national TV just a couple of weeks ago against the Patriots. You know, Garrett Wilson hasn't seemed happy there. Breece Hall isn't being properly utilized. So, like, all these questions you had about New York, I don't know if there's reports of teetering on a mutiny or anything that. But obviously, they're not meeting expectations, not playing well, and things seem off there. And what do? They fire their coach. The Patriots have...
He's got to go all the way to London, or is he Germany, wherever they were? They were in London, then they fly
back.
They
were in London against the Vikings.
By the way, you're done.
By the way, you should have just stayed in London.
Yeah.
Stayed on a vacation, because you're not going to work here anymore.
You're done, son.
So, no, but it does apply to the Patriots in that way, where it's like, hey, it's week 5, changes are going to start happening.